जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण ज जयो राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे। जयो वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जयो वृंदावन धाम। जय गौरनिथाय 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 जय गौरनिथाय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय। श्री नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Guruji's blessing with his instructions and with the garland both. So we're reading from 6th canto, chapter 1, which is entitled The History of the Life of Ajamil. Today we are reading from text number 31. Vikarshato antar ridayad dasipatim ajamilam yama preyasan विष्णुदूता वारयाम आसुर ओजसा। विकर्षितो अंतरहृदया दासीपतिम अजामिलम यमा प्रेषयान विष्णुदूता वारयाम आसुरोजस। विकर्षितो अंतरहृदया दासीपतिम अजामिलम यमा प्रेषयान विष्णुदूता वारयाम आसुरोजस। विकर्षितो अंतरहृदया दासीपतिम अजामिलम यमा प्रेषयान विष्णुदूता वारयामासुरोजस। विकर्षितो अंतरहृदया दासीपतिम अजामिलम यम प्रेषयान विष्णुदूतः वारयामासुरोजसा। कर्षितो अंतरहृदया दासीपतिम अजामिलम यम प्रेषयान विष्णुदूतः वारयामासु रोजसा। माता जी विकर्षितो अंतरिदया दासी पते मजामिलम यम प्रेषयान विष्णुदूता वारयामासु रोजसा। विकर्षितो अंतरिदया दासी पते मजामिलम यम प्रेषयान विष्णुदूता वारयामासु रोजसा। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग विकर्षितः स्नैचिंग अंत हृदयात फ्रॉम विद इन द हार्ट दासी पतिम द हस्बैंड ऑफ द प्रोस्टिट्यूट अजामिलम अजामिल यमा प्रे प्रे प्रेस्यान द मैसेंजर्स ऑफ यमराज विष्णु दूता द ऑर्डर कैरियर्स ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु वारयाम आसुहु फॉरबेड ओ जसा विथ रिजाउंडिंग वॉइसिस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन The order carriers of Ajamil were snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamil, the husband of the prostitute. But with resounding voices, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, forbade them to do so. Purport. A Vaishnav, one who has surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, is always protected by Lord Vishnu's order carriers. Because Ajamil had chanted the holy name of Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas not only immediately arrived on the spot, but also at once ordered the Yamadutas not to touch him. By speaking with resounding voices, the Vishnu Dutas threatened to punish the Yamadutas if they continued trying to snatch Ajamil's soul from his heart. The order carriers of Yamraj have jurisdiction over all sinful living entities. But the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, are capable of punishing anyone, including Yamraj, if he wrongs a Vaishnava. Materialistic scientists do not know where to find the soul within the body with their material instruments. But this verse clearly explains that soul is within the core of the heart, Hridaya. It is from the heart that the Yamdutas were extracting the soul of Ajamil. Similarly, we learn that Super Soul, Lord Vishnu, is also situated within the heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Vriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Super Soul and individual soul are living in the same tree of the body as two friendly birds. The Super Soul is said to be friendly because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the original soul that when the original soul transmigrates from one body to another, the Lord goes with him. Furthermore, according to the desire and karma of the individual soul, the Lord, through the agency of Maya, creates another body for him. The heart of the body is a mechanical arrangement, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Quote, translation, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy, unquote. Yantra means a machine such as an automobile. The driver of the machine of the body is the individual soul who is also its director or proprietor. But the supreme proprietor is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's body is created through the agency of Maya, Karmana Deva Netrena, And according to one's activities in this life, another vehicle is created, again under the supervision of Devi Maya. Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. At the appropriate time, one's next body is immediately chosen, and both the individual soul and super soul transferred to that particular body machine, bodily machine. This is the process of transmigration. During transmigration from one body to the next, the soul is taken away by the order carriers of Yamraj and put into a particular type of hellish life, Naraka, in order to become accustomed to the conditions in which he will live in his next body. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Shri Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pabnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we'll read the translation again. In the translation, it's mentioned, the order carriers of Yamraj were snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamil, the husband of the prostitute. But with the resounding voices, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, forbade them to do so. So I would like to welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are continuing our discussion from the episode of Ajamil. So we have started the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Various acharyas tell how the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are covered in various aspects all throughout. But they say specifically how Poshanam aspect is mentioned in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Poshanam refers to how Lord takes care of his devotees. Specifically, so in the fifth canto, Sthanam topic was discussed, where for all living entities, a place or situation is created for them to sustain. So therefore, in fifth canto, we saw elaborate description of the planetary systems. We are different living entities with different kinds of moods. They have different kinds of planets being made. Now, in 6th canto, specifically Poshanam aspect is highlighted. And in that, here we see the story of Ajamil being described, how a devotee of the Lord is protected. Or somebody who had previous background of Brahminical culture, and because of his previous training, he could have the chance to utter the name of Narayan by coincidence of some Agyata Sukriti and naming his son, and how he is protected. And later we will see in this canto, 6th canto, we will see how Indra is protected. We will see how Chitraketu Maharaj, he is protected when he is born as Vritrasur, etc., etc. So here, this canto describes Poshanam, how the devotee specially takes care of his devotees. So that aspect is mentioned. If you look at this particular chapter, how the things are progressing, so we saw how Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing the description of hellish planets in the previous canto, in the last chapters of the 5th canto, he is concerned, he is compassionate, he is feeling for their pains, and he is asking how they will get delivered. So in the process of the discussion of how they will get delivered, Srila Shukdev Goswami describes various processes, especially starting with atonement, where one can atone depending on the degree of the crime committed. So one like suffers or atones and gets relieved of the sin. But then Parikshit Maharaj rejects this idea, saying the inclination doesn't go, and he compares it to the bathing of an elephant, kunjara shauchavat. So that is not going to create much an impact. Then Shukdev Goswami gives the example of jnana, to enlighten one, to elevate one's consciousness. But that is also compared to burning of the foliage, but the roots still remain. So when again anukul environment is created, it will again sprout up. And later on, he gives the example of a pure devotee, kechit kevalya bhaktya, one who takes to pure devotional service, then that only can eradicate not only the sinful reactions, but completely destroy the sinful tendency also. And the comparison is given to fog. So when fog is there, as soon as the first ray of sun comes in, it eradicates all the fog. Not the whole sun has to come into picture. Just first ray of sun can actually eradicate the whole. So that is being described. And the process of describing how taking to devotional service is the best and the complete solution for getting rid of sins and of the sinful tendency, he starts describing. He says, I will tell you a story of a Brahmana in Kanyakubja state, how he got benefited from this. So I was just thinking, you know, in our study or in our our understanding of a subject, some principles are mentioned. Like here, the principle of how bhakti can eradicate the whole sinful, the whole entourage from the sinful tendency to the sinful reaction is eradicated. But to make the subject matter more clear or more understandable or more appreciable, Shukdev Goswami is presenting the story of Ajamil here. So any principle has to be explained, elaborated with an example. So story creates that experience of a certain principle or Siddhanta in action. It makes it live for us. Otherwise, Siddhanta is just a principle. So in life, to create deeper impact, we need to have deep experiences. So experiences make the whole Siddhanta deep. So here, when we remember, chanting, glories of chanting the holy names. So we always The first thing we remember is like Ajamil's story, because that has created an impact. Because how he was so, you know, the whole description of how the condition of his life was and how he was involved in such sinful activities, but still, just by uttering Narayan without even referring to Narayan, but referring to his son, he got delivered. So that creates an impact, the example. So deeper the experience, profound is the impression, and long-lasting is the impact. So it's just not about hearing something. It is about having deep experiences. So deeper the experience, profound is the impression, and long-lasting is the impact. So I was thinking the example of the place Govardhan Eco Village itself, where we are privileged to stay and experience. So we hear so many people come nowadays and they say, it's so beautiful, or they have different experiences. So people, when come, they experience and it creates an impact. So what is the impact? So they experience beautiful environment, nature for the eyes, ears, there is chirping of birds, and there is nice kirtan by Shri Gaur Charan Prabhu. And then there is tongue, so there is nice prasad, relish. Nose, there is nice fragrance of flowers. So then, and more importantly, there is an impact at the level of soul, because bhakti is permeating here, because of the desires of pure devotee. Bhakti is permeating in this environment. So not only it impacts at the bodily level, but it also creates an impact at the spiritual level, at the platform of soul. But so people carry those impressions, people carry those experiences with them, and it creates a kind of transformation or feeling that, oh, it is so nice. Everyone, you know, not everyone, but most of them, Prabhuji will know what are the feedbacks, but most of them, they tell it's good, as far as I know. So, but it will have a create a tangible progress in their lives if they connect deeply with that experience and cherish it. Because many a times, many people come, they like it, but when they go back, that experience, if they don't connect with it, then it will again kind of disappear or kind of go back in the background. But if they connect with that experience by remembering what we went through or by connecting with some devotee, then it can be sustainable, that experience. So if they keep on feeding it, especially by connecting with those who are experiencing the same kind of experience, impression, then that will grow. So we have seen some, you know, some people come and they are so enlivened that they want to connect and cherish or keep it going. And then they connect through some, you know, they come for some service or they come for connect with some devotees. And then that, you know, the whole journey then becomes a tangible upliftment. So that is how an experience makes a difference. And a Siddhanta has to be backed up. Like here, if we see, Shukdev Goswami is doing that. He is not just mentioning a Siddhanta, but then he is elaborating it or creating an experience through the example or story of Ajamil, which creates a deeper impact, a more relatable and a more long-lasting impact. Like in the first canto, first chapter, 14th verse, beautiful verse is, Apanna samsritim ghoram yannama vivasho grinan tata sadya sadyo vimucheta yadbhibeti swayam bhayam. So in that shloka, Apanna samsritim ghoram. So this samsriti, this world is ghora. It's very, very dark, captivating. Apanna, it is destroyed. Yan nama vivasho grinan. If one takes the nama, vivasha, unconsciously, grinan, he utters, tata sadya vimuccheta, he gets completely freed, yat bibheti swayam bhayam. Even fear personified is fearful of, he gets fearful of one who utters the name or the name itself or the Lord himself. So as soon as we hear this verse, the first thing which is reminded of is story of Ajamil. Yan nama vivasho grinan. He just chanted unconsciously without any desire to call out for the Lord, but for the just he chanted Narayan, referring to his youngest son, etc. So that is the experience. Even I was remembering the story of Markandeya Rishi. So Markandeya Rishi, when he met the Lord, he got darshan of the Lord. So then Lord said, do you want something? He said, no. Then he said, I just want to, what he said? Experience your Maya. So then the Lord disappeared and the events he went through created such a deep impact of what is Maya that creates, like when we also hear the whole episode, then we realize, oh, what is Maya? So that example or the story creates that deeper impact. So that's what here the life of Ajamil is being portrayed into. So we can see like that. So in our life also, if you want to create deeper impacts, then the experiences matter. So what kind of experiences we are constantly making ourselves go through. So in life, in even devotional circles also, there will be negative or some things which are creating impressions which are negative in nature, or there are situations or instances which are creating positive impact. So we have to relish or cherish those experiences more and more, and that will create a deeper impact for us to continue in devotional life in the proper mood. So we have to connect with those kind of experiences to make an impact. So that we can see how Srila Sukhdev Goswami is pointing that out from this episode of Ajamil story. So that is a background to this verse. Now the verse itself, if you see, I was just thinking. Don't worry. He was taken. He came back. Our Prabhuji took him with his own hands, but he has come back again. Vikarshito antar hridayad dasi patim. So here, if you see the second line, it mentions the word dasi patim. And what is the translation of dasi patim? Dasi refers to a servant or a maid servant. Or here in this case, dasi refers to a prostitute. So dasi patim, the husband of the dasi, the prostitute. Okay. नहीं नहीं उसको गिरा दिया टॉयलेट कर दिया बोल रहे सो दासी पतिम इज मेंशन्ड इन दिस वर्स रेफरिंग टू अजामिल ही इज रेफर्ड टू एज दासी पतिम. So I was thinking, in this world, we always want to become master of servants. Dasi Patim. So like we want to become master of our senses. Who is actually servant? But we have to become Patim Dasi. We rather than become Dasi Patim, we should become Patim Dasi. We should become the Dasi of the Pati. So that should be our aim, or that should be our goal. Who is that Pati? Pati is Krishna, the master, the enjoyer. And we should become the dasi or the servant of that master. In this world, the more we try to master over those who are themselves servants of their senses or dasi, of their own desires in this world, then more and more we get entangled. But if we do the other way around, we become Patim Dasi, then Dasi Patim, then we will be always in our constitutional position. That is how life should be. So, because mastering over those who are servants themselves will give us unhappiness only, because they themselves are under jurisdiction of others. So how can they give us happiness? The senses, the other living entities. But if we become servant of the master, who is the Lord, the Pati, then that can actually give us true happiness. So it's not about becoming master, it's about choosing the right master. If we choose the right master, then we'll be in the right situation, or we'll be in the happy situation. So that is one aspect from the verse itself. Dasi Patim Ajamilam. Now in the purport, Prabhupada takes three paragraphs and he is writing three aspects in the theme. So in the first paragraph, Prabhupada says, first line he says, a Vaishnav, one who has surrendered to lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, is always protected by Lord Vishnu's order carriers. So the theme which Prabhupada is taking in the first paragraph is, what is, who is a Vaishnav? What is the nature of a Vaishnav? Vaishnav, and then in the last line of the first paragraph he says, the order carriers of Yamraj have jurisdiction over all sinful living entities, but the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, are capable of punishing anyone, including Yamraj, if he wrongs a Vaishnav. So they can even punish a Yamraj if he wrongs. So Vaishnavas are always protected by Lord. So that is the theme. So I was just thinking, why, like this, if one reads this first paragraph of the glories of Vaishnav, so it may appear, oh, Vaishnavas are even beyond the jurisdiction of Yamraj, this material world. Everyone is in the jurisdiction of Yamraj. But Vaishnavas have this great privilege. They are even beyond the prerogative of Yamraj, this material world. So is that, what is the inspiration behind a Vaishnav to become a Vaishnav or a devotee? So devotees don't want to show we are superior. They just want to be in the merciful embrace of the Lord. So it's not with that mood that I want to control. I want to be someone different. I am someone superior. Not in that mood a devotee tries to approach the Lord. So I was remembering the pastime of from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastime of Vasudev the leper. So Vasudev the leper, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing his South Indian tour. So in the South Indian tour, he comes to Kurmakshetra. So in the Kurmakshetra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets the Kurma Brahmana, and the Kurma Brahmana serves Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the end, he asks or proposes that I will come with you. But Lord Chaitanya says, no, no, you stay in your place. Just chant the holy names and share Krishna Katha with others and be situated. So then the next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving the Kurma Brahmana broken-hearted. And Vasudev the leper had also heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And in the morning, when he arrives at the place of the Kurma Brahmana, he gets to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So he becomes so broken-hearted and he kind of faints there. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his desperation, he appears there. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya appears, he embraces Vasudev the leper. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces Vasudev the leper, his all, he had this leprosy, this very, very difficult disease where pus, blood is oozing from his body, and there are different insects also on his body. So then, after being embraced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is relieved and he gets a very beautiful effulgent body. And then he mentions this verse, Vasudev the leper, Kwaham daridra papiyan, kwa Krishna Shriniketana, Brahma bandur iti smaham bahubhayam parirambhita. So this is spoken by whom? Sudama to Lord Krishna in the 10th canto when Lord Sudama, the friend of Lord Krishna, visits Dwarka. So that time Lord also embraces Sudama Brahmana and then he says this verse. So here in the same mood, Vasudev is mentioning, Kwaham Dharidra Papyan. Who am I? I am a Dharidra, very, very fallen, very, very, I am Dharidra, I have nothing. I am Papyan, I am also very sinful. Brahma Bandur, I am friend of a Brahmana, I am not even Brahmana. And who are, Sudama is saying, so, Kwa Krishna Shri Niketana, and who is Krishna? He is Shri Niketana. Lakshmi Devi is residing on her chest. Bahu Bhyam Parirambita, but he has embraced me. So, what is my qualification? So, after saying this verse, Vasudev says, Kintu a Chilin Bhala Dharma Adharma Hai Eva Ahankara Mora Janme Be Asiya. So, he is saying that you have embraced me, you have relieved me of my disease, but what will be the effect? The effect will be Kintu Achilan Bhala Adham Hai. It is going to cause great distress. Ebe Ahankara Mora Janmibe Asiya. It will create or it will arise Ahankar in me. So it was easy to deal with the disease of leprosy, but it's more difficult to deal with the disease of pride, Ahankar. So you have relieved me of one disease, but I felt that was more easy to handle. But it's difficult to handle the disease of Ahankar, pride. So that's the nature of a devotee. Devotee, so from the episode, so then Lord Chaitanya says, don't worry, just chant the names of Krishna and you will not become proud. And share this message of Krishna with others. So he gives these two instructions. You preach, you chant the names of Krishna, and you share this message of Krishna. And in that way, you will not become proud. So, here, Vaishnava's glories are unlimited. As we see in this purport also, Prabhupada is mentioning. He is beyond the jurisdiction of, we say, his Jivan Mukta also. But, that's not the mood in which a Vaishnava lives. He is just wanting to serve and please the Lord. He doesn't want this great privilege or great, in this world, like when we stay in a community or society, we always feel that I should have some special power or attention. I should not be one of them. I should be someone different. Like, I should have some, either some title or some service or some position where I am superior, separate from others. But a mood of Vaishnava is, he just wants to be one with other devotees and willing to serve and please the Vaishnava community and the Lord himself, rather than feeling that I am superior, I have better position. Like, the glories of Vaishnava is so unlimited, but that's not how a Vaishnava himself feels about him. That I am superior, I am better than others in that mood. He is just feeling that I am wanting to serve and please. So that is the mood of a Vaishnava. So that's one aspect from the first paragraph. In the second paragraph, Prabhupada is talking about because in the first line it's mentioned vikarshitah vikarshito antar hridayat. So from the region of the heart, hridayat, they were trying to snatch the soul. So then Prabhupada is pointing out that how materialistic scientists do not know where to find the soul within the body with their material instruments. But this verse clearly explains that the soul is within the core of the heart, hridaya. It is from the heart that Yamdutas were extracting the soul of Ajamil. So Prabhupada is highlighting that scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, is giving an clue or indication of where the soul resides. So soul is situated in the region of the heart. So many times we are asked this question. Why, like yesterday also, I was here only, I was paying dandavat, and one few guests, families, they were asking, why are you paying dandavats in, you know, why not straight? Why in a, what do you call, in a, on the side? So, while doing pranams, we have this panchang pranam. So, in panchang pranam, why it's called panchang? So, panchang pranam is called panchang pranam because we touch 2 feet or 2 knees, we touch 2 hands, and we touch the forehead. So 5 parts of the body are touching the ground. So therefore it's called Panchang Pranam. Then we have Sashtang Pranam, Dandvat Pranam. So there 8 parts of the body have to be touched. So what are the 8 parts of the body? So the 8 parts of the body are the 2 hands, the 2 knees or legs, and the forehead. And what are the extra from the Panchang? Nose. Okay, nose. Chest, anything else? Yeah, so actually it's the chest, the sixth one is the chest, forehead is I already mentioned, so sixth one is the chest, seventh is the words, and eighth is the mind. So many a times, you know, I think of myself only when I'm offering dandavats, or sometimes on the phone, and I'm offering dandavat. I was thinking it's not dandavat happening because I'm on the phone, because words are somewhere else, mind is somewhere else, things like that. So dandavat means where we offer not only the body, but mind and words also are to be offered to the Lord. So why we offer sideways? So the description is mentioned that one of the reasons which is mentioned is we keep the lordships on the left, or the guru on the left. And because the heart is in the left side region of the body, so we are not only offering our body, mind and words, but the soul also, the Atma, because it's on the left side, so we are offering that also. So it's full submission or surrender that is being offered when we keep Lord on the left and offer. So even Vritrasura prays very beautifully. We'll see further ahead. Aham harirtav padeka moolam dasanudasa bhavatasmi bhuya manau smareta supater gunamste grinita va karma karotu kaya. So aham harirtav padeka moolam dasanudasa bhavatasmi bhuya. So Vritrasura, even though he's in the body of a demon, he's praying that I just want to become Dasanudasa, of whom Tav Pade Kamulam, who accepted your lotus feet as their only shelter. Not only the servant, but I want to become the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. And I want Manas Maret Asu Pater Gunamste, my mind should always be remembering your glories, your qualities, grinita vak, and my vak, my word should always be glorifying you. And karma karotu kaya, my body should be always serving you. So that is the mood of a Vaishnav. With his body, mind and words, he wants to serve. That is the sign of surrender. So surrender is when all three are in alignment, the body, the mind and the words. So that becomes a sign of surrender. And Prabhupada is highlighting here that how the the Atma is residing in the region of the heart. And that is how, and the Lord is also residing. So both the living entity and the Lord, both are residing there. But the ultimate proprietor is, so then Prabhupada gives the example of, you know, on a tree, both birds are sitting. Two birds are sitting. So one is observing and another is trying to eat the fruits of the tree. So that is being described. And now in the third paragraph, Prabhupada is talking about the process of transmigration. How the whole transmigration happens. The living entity getting one body and another. So the last line is very, I thought was very significant. So Prabhupada says, during the transmigration, from one body to the next, the soul is taken away by the order carriers of Yamraj and put into a particular type of hellish life, Naraka, in order to become accustomed to that, accustomed to the condition in which he will live in his next body. So the living entity is put into some Naraka because he needs to get acclimatized to a certain type of body which he will get. So actually we hear this verse, na? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. That how Lord is complete, everything which is emanating from him is complete, and what remains is also complete, and everything is complete. So in that statement, how this whole Brahmanda, this whole universe has come out of the Lord, and because it has originated from the Lord, it is also complete in itself, in how everything is within it to make things work. No external help is required. So in this world also, how this whole system of transmigration, or how living entities getting one body to another, is so complete that the process in which the living entity, because he has to get another body, so he has to go through certain situations to make him get prepared for that body. So here, I was thinking what we can learn from this statement. So every situation, either distasteful or happy, is preparing us for our next situation. So in this world, like here, Prabhupada is saying, even our journey through Naraka, through that particular situation, is being done by, because we will get another body. Like somebody may get, or I may get a hog's body. So then, one has to be acclimatized to be able to relish stool and other things. Na? So then he has to go through that experience to be able to feel connection with it. So any situation which a person is going through is actually a benediction, because it is helping him connect with his next situation. So if we are grateful for any situation and accept, even though it is most difficult, we can be rest assured it is tailored made for my future situation. So any situation in life I am going through is just being made for me. Why? Because there is something which I am going to face in future, which I am getting acclimatized to. So with that mood, if we accept all situations in life, then it creates harmony. Otherwise, we are always in disharmony. Why to me? Why this to me? But if we take it in that spirit, that it is an opportunity, or it is ordained, created in my life, because there is something which is coming which I'll be able to appreciate or go through it if I go through this situation now. And if I try to bypass this situation, then it will be even more difficult to handle the next situation, because this situation will prepare me for the upcoming situation. So in that way, how the whole process of transmigration is also very complete, is very scientific. So that aspect is mentioned. So I think time is up. So in today's discussion, we saw a few points. So we saw about how experience matters and story of other or our own life will create a greater impact. And we saw the example of Govardhan Eco Village. And then we saw how we should not become Dasi Patim, but become Patim Dasi. And then we saw three aspects from Prabhupada's purports on how in the first aspect Prabhupada is talking about the Vaishnav, who is a Vaishnav, his glories. And in the second aspect we saw about how we have to offer our body, mind and words, how the soul is situated in the region of heart. And third aspect we saw about how every situation is created, tailor-made for prepare us for a future situation. So we'd like to end here. Thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.